How are you guys doing tonight? Good? Well, I am ready to kick off this series. And you know, 2025 is going to be such an amazing year. And I just want to encourage you for a minute. If you were not able to be here on Sunday morning, I encourage you to go back and watch or listen to the message, because Pastor Hagen gave an incredible message about flourishing in 2025 and gave some really practical ways that we can put into practice. I know for myself, I've already been putting those into practice, and we're just a few days into 2025. So go watch that. It will bless you. Well, tonight it is time to kick off our series, Goals for Growth. And you know, January is a great time for that because, you know, everybody's talking about goals and, you know, motivation is really high, right? The gyms are really crowded. Everybody's like, you know, not spending money because they're on their budget, you know, they're meal prepping and we don't want to spend money. But you know what happens just 2 days from today on January 10th? It's actually a national day. It's so big that they have named it. It is National Quitters Day. Isn't that a great day? National Quitters Day, January 10th, every year. And the reason why they name it National Quitters Day is that the big majority of people that set goals on January 1st, they quit on January 10th. 10 days into the year, so much so that it has become a national day. But I hope that you don't celebrate that day. I know I will not be celebrating National Quitters Day. I don't want to be a quitter in anything, right? And so we want to talk about, through this series, about goals and how that we can achieve them in every area of life. You know, maybe you say, you know what? See, the Quitters Day is the reason that I stop setting goals, because if I don't set them, then I don't have to quit them. Right? So maybe your New Year's goal is to not set any goals, right? But you know, somebody once said, if you aim at nothing, you'll hit it every time. If you aim at nothing, you'll hit it every time. And I don't believe that the Lord wants us to just aim at nothing and just go along life, just not achieving, not accomplishing. Because actually, when you look in the Bible, goal setting and achieving those goals is a really big biblical principle. So we're going to look at some scriptures tonight. In Proverbs 29:18, I'm reading this out of the King James Version. It says, where there is no vision, the people flourish, they perish. They perish. You know, vision is important to the Lord. The Lord had a lot of vision, and we see that all throughout the Bible. And so we want to be following that, and we need to have vision for this new year. We need to have vision for our lives. Over in Proverbs 21:5, I'm going to read this in the New Living. It says, good planning and hard work lead to prosperity, but hasty shortcuts leads to poverty. I love how it says, not only good planning, but also some hard work. That is what leads to prosperity. You know, goal setting really is biblical. If you look back to the very beginning in Genesis, you know, with the creation of the entire universe, you know, God laid out a plan. He didn't create the world in just one day or a few hours, but he laid it out. He had a very specific plan day by day, you know, what he was going to create that day and how he was going to do it. And you see in Genesis, in the very beginning, of how that God set out a plan to create the world and he accomplished it. Goal setting is very biblical. You think about the salvation. You know, the salvation of the world, the plan that God had to send Jesus to earth to die on a cross and then be raised again for our sins. You think about it. It goes all the way back to the very beginning of time. And we see it all through the Old Testament, where that God had this plan and he had this goal that Jesus was going to save the world and make a way so that we could have a relationship with him. But it didn't just happen overnight. You see all through the Old Testament how there were types and shadows of Jesus, how there were prophetic words about the coming of Jesus. And then you get to the end of the whole Old Testament and there were 400 years of silence, of nothing. But God still had that same goal in mind, right? He had a plan, and then you watch it through the New Testament, through the Gospels, come to fruition, right? So goal setting is not something that is just a natural principle, although that we have to do natural things to set goals and accomplish them, but it is a very biblical principle that even our Heavenly Father does. You know, so over in Isaiah 46:10, I love what this says. It says, only I can tell the future before it even happens. You know, God really, he has this whole thing planned out before he ever created anything. He saw all of us. He saw our entire days. He saw from the beginning to the very end before a day ever happened. He is the ultimate goal setter and goal accomplisher. Amen. And he still has goals. You know, we're not to the end. We're not through Revelation. He still has goals. And every single one of them is going to come to pass. Amen. Because God certainly isn't a quitter. Aren't you glad about that? Amen. Amen. Think about Nehemiah, right? And rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem. Some of you may not know the story of Nehemiah, but I encourage you to go read it. It's in the book of Nehemiah, in case you don't know, Old Testament. But Nehemiah, so Nehemiah was a cupbearer for the king of Persia. And, you know, he had heard that Jerusalem, his city, because he was a Jew, that the walls had fallen down and had been destroyed. And back in biblical times, the walls around a city were really important because those walls brought protection and brought safety and kept the enemies out from coming and taking over the cities and the towns. So those walls were highly important. And without those, Nehemiah knew that Jerusalem was in danger. But here he was, you know, he was a cupbearer and for the king of Persia, and he didn't know what to do. So Nehemiah started to pray, and God started to give him a plan of how to go about, you know, rebuilding these walls of Jerusalem. But it seemed almost impossible because he was a cupbearer for the king. He couldn't go back to Jerusalem, but God designed a plan and gave Nehemiah a very strategic plan, and he was able to accomplish that plan. Over in Nehemiah 2, in verse 11 and 12, it says, Nehemiah says, so I arrived in Jerusalem 3 days later. He had gone to the king and he said, King, would you allow me to go back to Jerusalem? I have a plan to rebuild the walls. And miraculously, only through God, the king granted that. And so he says, I slipped out during the night, taking only a few others with me. I had not told anybody about the plans God had put in my heart for Jerusalem. See, Nehemiah, he prayed, and then he planned, and then he put action to it. He set those goals. And you know, I encourage you to read through the Bible. You know that you can read through the Bible with more than one perspective. You know, sometimes we read through the Bible and we're looking for what, you know, we can get out of it, right, to apply spiritually. But I encourage you, go and read the story of Nehemiah and don't look at it from necessarily a spiritual perspective, but look at it through a goal-setting perspective. and see what Nehemiah did and how he got the plans from God, how he set the goals, and then how he made it happen. Because I will tell you that Nehemiah was a very strategic planner, and he executed so perfectly the things that God told him to do. And it's amazing when you read the story from that perspective, how you will glean different things out of it that you can apply in your goal setting. Now, over in Proverbs, I want us to go over there, over in Proverbs 16:3, it says, commit your actions to the Lord and your plans will succeed. See, we cannot make goals outside of God. We have to commit them to the Lord, and then he will help us to be successful in that. Because God wants us to succeed. He wants us to grow, right? He wants us to grow spiritually. He wants us to grow physically and emotionally and mentally. You know, in him, we live and we move and we have our being. He wants you to grow relationally and in your marriage and in your family and in your friendships. God is concerned about the whole part of you, spirit, soul, and body. He wants you to grow, and he expects you to grow. He's given you this life, and he's given you the tool, the Bible, to be able to do that, but you have to commit those actions to him. I mean, think about the parable of the talents. I'm not going to read the story, but homework, go to Matthew 25, starting in about verse 14, going through about 30, and read the parable of the talents. I'm just going to summarize it for you, but basically Jesus was telling this parable, and there was a master, and he was going away, and so he was going away for a really long time, and so he had his servants come, and he gave one 5 talents, and he gave one 2 talents, and he gave one talent. And so he went away, and when he came back, he brought them and he said, hey, I gave you 5 talents. What did you do? And oh man, the master was so happy because he had invested that and done things with it. And man, he had doubled it. And the one with 2 had gained even more. But the one with 1 talent didn't grow it, didn't do anything with it, didn't plan, didn't have any goals. And the master was so upset with him. Because God wants us to be continually growing with what he has entrusted to us. Amen? So over the course of the next several weeks, what we are going to do is look at how to intentionally plan goals for every area of your life. I'm going to talk about tonight how to set goals and how to achieve them. And next week, we're going to look at physical goals and in the physical realm, you know, what that should look like. And then the week after that, we're going to talk about financial goals and, you know, how that we should be using our money to serve the Lord, how to advance the kingdom, how to be wise so that we can have resources. And then on the last week, we're going to talk about goals for your marriage and for your families and for your children. And all these things that God has entrusted to us, he's given us a body that we should take good care of. He's given us finances so that we should be smart with them, so that we can give back to the Lord and to missions. And then he's given us, you know, our spouse, our families, our kids, and we need to grow those things. So that's what we're going to be looking at over the next several weeks. Are you excited about that? I know I am. So let's look at tonight, steps to set and achieve goals, all right? Do you got your pen or your paper or your device ready? Because I want you to take some notes on this, all right? We're going to talk about a lot of things. So the first thing to set goals and achieve them is you have to seek God first. You got to seek God first. Of course, Matthew 6:33 says, seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. See, when we're going to set goals, we have to first seek the Father what He would have for us. We have to start asking the question, God, what goals do you have for me that's going to align with your will for me this year? We don't want to leave Him out, because if we don't seek Him first, nothing we do is going to succeed. So we need to begin to pray and see where God is leading you specifically. Because see, we have the Holy Spirit that lives on the inside of us, right? And so according to John chapters 14 and 15 and 16, where he talks about everything that the Holy Spirit living right there on the inside of you does for you. And one of the things that I absolutely love about the Holy Spirit is, to me, the Holy Spirit is the ultimate planner, because He knows and sees the future, and He tells me about that. And so when we're seeking God, the Holy Spirit can lead us and guide us, and we can know those things to come, and we can begin to listen, and the Holy Spirit will begin to say, hey, you need to start to work on this year, and you need to set this goal this year. Because He knows the future and He knows things to come. So when we are led by our spirit with our goals, spirit-led goals are the absolute best goals. And you know, the spirit can lead you to set goals in the physical realm, in the financial realm, in your marriage, with your children, with friendships, with dating. You know, I remember one year, the Lord led me to give up coffee. That was the worst goal He ever gave me, because I love coffee, you know, love it. But he said, yeah, you need to give that up. And I kind of fought Him on it. And I started having some heart palpitations and some heart issues. And I began to pray about that. And the Lord told me, He said, I told you how to avoid this. That's why I told you to give up coffee. It's causing your heart issues. And so you know what I did? And it resolved instantly. Now praise the Lord, He healed me of that. So I got back on coffee. The next year He's like, all right, do the coffee, right? I'm so happy. God's so good to me, right? But see, I would have never had that problem had I been listening to the Holy Spirit in the first place, leading me for that goal. Right? So seek God first. Now don't get weird about it, all right? Nobody get weird about this, but you know, God really can show you, you know, things to come in your life. It doesn't mean we have to go off the deep end and, you know, say, well, God told me to wear orange every day. Although I wouldn't complain if He told me to wear orange every day, because that's my favorite color. But you know, we need to seek God about what He would have for us, for our goals for this year. Amen. So what is He leading you to do? And I want to encourage you, seek God for yourself. It's great what the Lord gives your spouse, your best friend, the influencer on Instagram. But what is God speaking to you? Because what I find so many times is that God will start speaking to us about what goals we should set. And then we hear about our friend and they've set this goal. And it's like, oh, well, I kind of like that goal too. And then we're scrolling through Instagram and we hear somebody else talking about a goal that they have. And you're like, well, I like that too. And pretty soon you've got everybody else's goals that you're adopting as your own, but you're ignoring the ones that God is telling you to go after. Could just be a distraction of the enemy. Amen? So seek God for you and what He would have for you. All right? Second thing, when we're setting goals and want to achieve them, is you got to write down your goals. Write them down. Habakkuk 2, verse 2, it says, write the vision and make it plain on tablets, that he may run who reads it, for the vision is yet for an appointed time, right? Write the vision down on tablets. There is something about writing things down. In fact, research actually shows that when you write your goals down, it strengthens your commitment to them. In fact, statistically, if you write your goals down, you are 42% more likely to accomplish them than if you just say them out loud. All right? Think about this. This is something in the natural that really works. I'm going to take you back to elementary school when you had spelling test. Anybody remember spelling test? Right? And you were studying your spelling words. And you know what? In school, your teacher would make you take that spelling word and write it in a sentence, right? Because your teacher wanted you to write that spelling word and write that spelling word, because there is actually a connection between writing something down and it becoming long-term in your brain. And so when we only speak our goals, it doesn't lodge long-term in our brain. But when we write them down, it makes a connection in here. So we need to write them down because it strengthens that connection. So write them down. The third thing we need to do is break the goals into smaller steps. Break the goals into smaller steps. See, goal setting can be so overwhelming. Like you set a goal and you're like, what do I do, right? What's the next thing? It just becomes overwhelming, and when we become overwhelmed, we just stop and become stuck. You know, I had a goal for 2024 that I did not accomplish because I didn't break it down into smaller steps. My goal in 2024 is I wanted to read 24 books. I'm an avid reader, love to read, right? I was all excited about that goal. I even wrote it down. But I just said, I'm going to read 24 books. Do you know how many books I read last year? I read 9. I did not meet my goal because I didn't break it down into small steps. Okay, how am I going to read 24 books in a year? Because it just doesn't happen overnight, right? So even we see this with Nehemiah. So Nehemiah, over in chapter 3 of Nehemiah, when he got to Jerusalem and he gathered all the men to help him, he actually had a plan. He looked at it, he saw it, and he divided the work, broke it down into steps, assigned different people different parts of the wall. And because he broke it down into small steps, they were able to rebuild that wall in 52 days. 52 days, something that is unfathomable. So we need to break it down into small steps. Now, there's a very effective strategy to do this when you have a goal. And I want to go over this with you, all right? And so it's an acronym, and it's called SMART goals. SMART goals. So we're going to look at each letter. So when you are setting a goal, okay, to break it down into small chunks, this is what you need to do. S, you need to be specific. Okay, clearly define what you want, the who, what, when, where, and why of it, right? Who, what, when, where, and why. Not just, as my example, I want to read 24 books in a year, but it would instead look like, well, I am going to read 20 pages a day, because on average, if you read 20 pages a day, you will more than likely hit 24 books in a year. So that's specific. I will read 20 pages a day when I first get up with my coffee by myself on the couch. Okay? That's the who, what, when, where, and why. Why? Because I want to grow in my knowledge. Right? So for each goal, you have to get specific. It's the who, what, when, where, why. Once again, bring you back to English class, probably, you know, maybe middle school, high school. When you're writing a paper and you're writing something, you got to answer the questions who, what, when, where, why, right? And so we need to do these with our goals. All right, second thing, M, measurable, okay? Measurable. You need to make sure that you can track this goal in some way, shape, form, or fashion. Track your progress, all right? However that looks, maybe you have a journal and you write it down. Maybe there's apps that you can do, habit trackers, where if your goal is to drink 100 ounces of water a day, you can tap a little icon and it marks that, and you can see your progress. You can see if you're hitting that every day, right? So it has to be measurable. If you can't measure it, how do you know if you're reaching it, right? So if your goal isn't measurable, then you need to rework your goal into a more measurable fashion. Like if you want to, if your goal is to look better in clothes, well, how are you going to look better in clothes? How are you going to measure that, right? So you need to make sure it's measurable. A, make sure it's achievable. Okay? Ask yourself, is this realistic within my life with what I have going on while relying on God's help, right? Because we know, unlike the world, we know we're not in this alone. We have God on our side. We have God helping us. So we can stretch a little bit more, but it still has to be achievable, okay? Like, if you're not a runner, you've never run before, and one of your goals is like, well, I'm gonna run 3 miles every day. Well, some of you can't run a lap around the church when the Spirit is moving, because I watch you get right over there and you tire out and you start walking. You don't make it back around. Y'all know what I'm talking about, right? I mean, this church is big, but yet you want to run 3 miles every day. Yeah, it's probably not an achievable goal, even with the help of the Holy Spirit, all right? So maybe, you know, you back that down and you maybe say, hey, you know, I'm going to run, you know, 5 minutes every day, you know, make it a little bit more achievable. All right. So make sure that it is achievable with God's help. All right. R, relevant. Does it align with God's will for this season of your life? Is it relevant for this season of your life with what God has you to do? So let's say in your heart, you know, eventually God wants you to write a book. But you know what? Maybe that goal is not relevant for this season of your life because you work full time and you have 4 kids under the age of 8 and you're a little busy. Right? Because to write a book, that's going to take a lot of time, you know, and you still want to be married at the end of it, and you want your kids to be alive and fed. So it may not be relevant for you right now. Maybe that's a goal for the future. So is it relevant with the season that God has you in right now? And then T, you need to set a deadline. You need to make it time-bound. Time bound. See, when we set a deadline, it creates urgency. It creates focus. It helps us not to procrastinate because we feel the pressure. Oh, the deadline's coming. You know, my husband and I, we set a goal that we are going to walk 10,000 steps every day. And so our watch tracks how many steps. And on Monday night, our younger son stopped by the house and we were like this around the house. And we wouldn't stop. And he's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I got to get my steps in. It's a few hours before bed and I'm only at 8,000. And so literally my husband and I were like doing laps on the inside of the house because it was way too cold to walk outside. My son thought we were crazy, you know? But hey, it was time bound. We have to get it in within that 24 hours, right? Before we go to bed. And so it motivated us to get moving, right? So it's got to be time bound. So when we set our goals to break them down into smaller chunks, they've got to be specific. They've got to be measurable. They've got to be achievable. They've got to be relevant and they've got to be time bound. Do you know who set a smart goal in the Bible? Jesus. He set a smart goal. Think about this in Luke 19:10. It says, for the Son of Man came, what was his purpose? What was his goal? To seek and save those who were lost. to seek and save those who were lost. It was specific. It was measurable, right? It was achievable. It was relevant for his season of life, and it was time-bound. There was a deadline to it. He set a smart goal, and he accomplished, and he came, and he saved the lost. Amen? So it is very biblical, and you can see goal setting all throughout the Bible if you just look, right? All right. Now, once we've set these goals, we've set these smart goals, we need to, the next thing is stay accountable. Stay accountable. A super important part of setting and achieving goals. Proverbs 27:17. As iron sharpens iron, so a friend sharpens a friend. See, you gotta share with your friends your goals. You gotta have somebody who's gonna keep you accountable. Here's the deal. There was at Michigan State, they did a study, and it showed that if someone wrote down their goals, which we've talked about, they broke it into smaller pieces of actionable steps, and they provided weekly progress to a friend, there was a 76% chance that they would accomplish their goal. It raises the percentage of you achieving a goal from 42% to 76% if you tell a friend and check in with them and let them keep you accountable. So, I highly encourage you to find a friend to help you stay accountable, to be able to speak into your life and check in on you if you are staying consistent with your goals. All right? And the last thing is celebrate the milestones. You know, in setting and achieving goals, you gotta celebrate those victories along the way, right? So reflect on your progress. It's motivating, it strengthens you. Remember to thank God that he's there helping you, with you, to achieve these goals. But celebrate those milestones with others and with yourself, right? Now, let me tell you real quick, because my time is running out. But there are two things that will get in the way of you achieving your goals. And that is fear of failure and procrastination. Fear of failure and procrastination. I want to encourage you. Philippians 4:13, we all know it. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I don't have to fear failure. You know, Winston Churchill said this, success is not final, failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts. If one day you can't check off your habit tracker and meet it, it's okay, don't quit. Get up the next day and start again. You know, Kenneth W. Hagin says, I cannot be defeated and I will not quit. Don't be a quitter. Don't be a quitter. That's right from our pastor. He has ultimate grit. And you know what? You may get knocked back, but don't quit. Keep going. Somebody unknown said this, and I love it. Says, don't fear failure. Fear being in the exact same place next year as you are today. Fear being in the exact same place next year as you are today. And procrastination, Proverbs 13:4 says this, lazy people want much, but get a little. But those who work hard will prosper. You know, Martin Luther King Jr. said this, you don't have to see the whole staircase, just take the first step. Don't procrastinate. Just take the first step. Your future is created by what you do today, not tomorrow. Don't procrastinate it to tomorrow. Your future is created by what you do today. So, Rhema Bible Church, I want us to set our godly goals for growth and achieve them. And I really believe that when we seek God first and when we write our goals down and we break them down into smart goals and we stay accountable and celebrate milestones, man, this year we will absolutely flourish. Amen. Now listen, I have some resources for you because I'm going to challenge you this week to set three goals in for yourself in 2025 and take it through the process of the SMART goals. So on the screens right now, there's a QR code. This first one is the SMART goals worksheet. It's a whole worksheet for you. If you don't know, if you're like, I don't know what a QR code is, take out your camera, open up your camera, hold it up there. You'll see the little link. Click on it, all right? Click on that, and then you can save that right there to your files on your phone. This is the SMART goals worksheet. It's a worksheet designed to take you through the SMART of every single goal that you have for the year. All right. I see people got the cameras out. All right. SMART goals. I'm going to keep it up for a few minutes longer because I got another QR code for you. I want it to be practical for you guys. All right. All right. The next QR code is the 1 year goals worksheet. Man, this is a phenomenal worksheet, and it takes you through every area of your life, spirit, soul, and body, to set these goals, because we want to write them down, because we're going to be 42% more likely to accomplish them if we write them down. So same QR. On our social media, a little bit later tonight, we'll have these QR codes for you on there. Also on our rhema.org website, we will have those for you. But listen, I believe, guys, that as we do this, as we set these goals for growth, as we go through this year and go through this process, I really believe with all my heart that we will achieve greatness, that this truly will be a year where you flourish and do things and accomplish things that you never thought possible. And here's my prayer for you as we go through this year of setting these goals and achieving them. It's in Ephesians 3:20, the Passion Translation. Never doubt God's mighty power to work in you and accomplish all of this. He will achieve infinitely more than your greatest request, your most unbelievable dream, and exceed your wildest imagination. He will outdo them all, for his miraculous power constantly energizes you. That's my prayer for you guys. Amen. Amen. Well, I hope you enjoyed this tonight. Come back next week. We're going to have one of our own Rhema Bible Church members, Tanner Gregorich, is going to be with us. He's going to be talking about setting physical, godly goals to accomplish all that you need to accomplish for the kingdom of God. So don't miss it. I want our prayer team to come right now. And if you need anything, if you are not saved, if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, if you've turned away from Him and you want to come back home, if you want to be filled with the Spirit and speak in tongues, if you need healing, if you need prayer for anything, just somebody to agree with you, we've got guys over here and ladies over here. Come down after we dismiss. They want to pray with you and agree with you. Amen. All right, first-time visitors, connection team, if you will take those first-time visitors to our connection table so that they can get their gift. We love you guys. God bless you. Have a great rest of your week. We will see you Sunday morning, 10 a.m.